I'm Stuart McIntosh with the BBC News. Hello. President Obama has launched a strong attack on the US Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump's response to the Orlando shootings. During a speech at the White House, Mr. Obama said Mr. Trump's proposed ban on Muslims travelling to America would fuel the extremist propaganda and make the country less safe. Nick Bryant has more.
Mr. Obama avoided uttering Donald Trump's name, but the billionaire's demand after the Orlando massacre that he should resign as president for refusing to use the term radical Islam has clearly enraged him.
So there's no magic to the phrase radical Islam. It's a political talking point. It's not a strategy.
From Donald Trump, a tough-worded response that questioned the president's patriotism. He claims to know our enemy, he said, and yet he continues to prioritize our enemy over our allies, and for that matter, the American people. This was an attempt by Mr. Obama to use the full power of his office to prevent Donald Trump from ever occupying it.
A heavily armed man arrested in California on his way to a Los Angeles gay pride parade on Sunday has been charged with illegal possession of weapons. James Wesley Howell, who's 20, was taken into custody. The authorities say there's no apparent link to the massacre in Orlando, which happened on the same day. Democratic Party officials in the US say Russian government hackers have breached the party's computer network to obtain research on Donald Trump. The officials said the email and chat traffic had been stolen, but no personal or financial information. Russia has denied it was involved in the hacking. Anthony Zerker in Washington has more details.
It looks like Russian hackers were able to take information on Donald Trump's, the Oppo file, the Democratic Oppo file, which is opposition information, dirt on Donald Trump, and access it, and possibly even access Donald Trump servers and Hillary Clinton servers. It's embarrassing for the Democrats, and it's a particular sore point for Hillary Clinton, who has had an ongoing scandal over her personal email server while she was Secretary of State. So this just brings all of that back to the surface.
An emergency committee of the World Health Organization has concluded that there's a very low risk of the international spread of the Zika virus, which has been linked to birth defects, as a result of holding the Olympics in Brazil. There had been calls for the Rio Games to be postponed or moved. Dr. Bruce Aylward is the executive director of the WHO's Outbreaks and Health Emergencies Cluster.
The committee concluded that there's a very low risk of further international spread of Zika virus as a result of the Olympic and Paralympics. At the same time, this risk is even lower because in winter, the intensity of transmission of arboviruses in Brazil, and that includes the months of August and September, is at its lowest.
This is the World News from the BBC. A former government minister in Argentina has been arrested after he was spotted trying to hide millions of dollars worth of cash and jewels in a monastery. Officials said nuns working in the religious community near Buenos Aires called the police after they saw a man throwing plastic bags full of money over a wall. He turned out to be José López, who was the public works minister in the former government of Cristina Fernández de Kirchner. The United States says it's deeply troubled by the decision of the government of Bahrain to suspend the main Shia opposition group Al-Wefaq. A State Department spokesman asked Bahrain to reconsider what it called an alarming decision by the Gulf state, which is ruled by a Sunni monarchy. Al-Wefaq is the biggest political voice for the Shia majority, who believe they face discrimination and marginalization. A jury in Los Angeles has begun hearing a civil lawsuit claiming that Led Zeppelin stole the opening chords for their classic hit Stairway to Heaven. Members of the legendary British band have denied that the song was copied from a 1967 instrumental called Taurus by the US band Spirit. James Cook reports.
At an earlier hearing, U.S. District Judge Gary Klausner ruled that the two pieces of music were similar enough to let a jury decide whether guitarist Jimmy Page and lead singer Robert Plant had infringed copyright. Smartly dressed in sober suits and ties, the two rock stars arrived early at the courtroom in Los Angeles for the start of the case, which has been brought by a trust in the name of Spirit's late guitarist Randy California. Led Zeppelin insists that the chords are a common musical convention and were not protected by copyright.
The Speaker of the Colombian Senate has cancelled the debate of a bill proposing harsher sanctions for members of Congress who are frequently absent because an insufficient number of legislators turned up. Absenteeism is often used as a strategy by Colombian legislators to put pressure on the government. BBC News.